Okay, this is lesson 6 in our systematic study of the book of Jonah, and it is entitled A Worm, A Great City, and God's Pity. And we'll be covering Jonah 4, 7 through 11 in this lesson. So let's go ahead and get started with putting these verses into plain language and to make it easier to teach and to understand. These passages start with the declaration that God had prepared a worm to smite or eat this very same gourd that God had caused to grow up and relieve Jonah's grief. Now, as it became morning, the worm does what God had sent it to do, and the gourd plant withers and dies. Well, then as the sun begins to rise, God had something else prepared for Jonah, and this time it was a vehement wind, or a forceful and intense east wind. The sun begins to beat down on Jonah's head, and the east wind blows in hot wind that makes the heat of the sun even worse. Jonah eventually faints due to the hot sun and the hot east wind. Now, Jonah is now at a point that within his heart, he wishes to die, and even says so to himself that it would be better for him to die than to live. Now, God at this point is getting to the lesson that he has prepared for Jonah to learn. The gourd, the worm, and the strong east wind were all part of a lesson that God was going to teach Jonah. God asked Jonah if he had a right to be angry that the gourd plant died. Jonah responds that he does indeed have a right to be angry that the gourd plant is dead, even unto death, Jonah says. God then examines Jonah's compassion on the gourd and his anger that it was now dead in the light of what Jonah has personally invested in this gourd. God begins by explaining that Jonah had pity on the gourd when it died, even though Jonah had not done anything whatsoever to cause it to be planted, cultivated, nurtured, or grown. The plant had literally sprung up overnight and had perished the following night. Jonah was not invested in the life of the gourd, nor had he even known of the gourd or been relieved by its shade for more than just one day. Now God continues to explain that Jonah had pity on the gourd without having anything personal invested into its life. And God contrasts the life of the gourd with the lives of all the inhabitants of Nineveh, because the city of Nineveh had more than 120,000 men, women, and children, not even mentioning all the cattle and their livestock. And God explains how they did not know their right hand from their left, meaning they had no foundation for the morality, and they just did whatever they thought was good to them. Now, God was explaining to Jonah that as the creator of all things and the one whom all things borrow life, that he was the one that created and brought into being every man, woman, child, and creature that inhabited Nineveh. And he was the one that daily cared for their every need and allowed them to grow and to prosper. He was explaining to Jonah that like the compassion that Jonah had for the gourd was the same compassion that God had towards the people of Nineveh, with the exception that God was personally invested in the lives of the people of Nineveh and in fact what was their source of life and the sustainer of their lives. Now this is where we leave Jonah. We're not told what happens to Jonah after this, but his life and lessons are ours to learn from. So let's go ahead and discuss some of the important doctrines that are being taught in these passages. And important doctrine number one is God is personally and actively involved with every detail of life. Nothing happens without God's direct guidance, even a worm eating a specific plant at a specific time. He also commands the winds to do his bidding. Number two here is that God is the giver of life. All things in heaven and on earth borrow life from him. And number three, God has compassion on whom he desires to have compassion, and on others he does not. So now let's go over these doctrines and see where they're found in these passages we just went over. And so God is personally actively involved with every detail of life. We find this in the fact that the doctrine is quite clear and clearly seen in the situation with the gourd, the worm, the east wind, not to mention all the other things we've already seen in the book of Jonah, as God as creator has everything at his disposal to bring about his will. So This is very clearly, easily seen here, how this doctrine is taught. Next one, of course, is how God is the giver of life, and how all things on heaven and earth borrow life from him. And God points out how Jonah had compassion on the gourd, which he had not done anything to cause it to come into being, such as planting the seed, nor had he done anything to cause it to grow, such as watering it or cultivating the ground. And of course, this is contrasted with the 120,000 people and animals in Nineveh that God had labored for, brought them into being, and actually had caused them to grow. So this is where this was clearly found here. And of course, the doctrine was the third one, was God has compassion on whom he desires to have compassion. We've seen this a couple times already, how God had compassion on Jonah when he was in the belly of the well, and he decided to allow him out. We also see here in Nineveh, he saw Nineveh's deeds and actions, and he decided to forgive them and pardon them and also have compassion on them. But in so many other parts of the Bible, that is not the case. And there are many people who are not pardoned for their sins. They are not forgiven for what they've done. And so they do end up coming under judgment. So God does have this compassion at times for some and at times not for others. And so it's not something that all men can guarantee they're always going to have compassion. But we do have a compassionate God. And so you have to go to the one seeking that compassion. So let's go ahead and discuss how these doctrines may apply to the lives of our students. And first, as we see throughout the entire Bible, God's complete and absolute sovereignty are declared just again and again. And you as a teacher should seek to go over this topic repeatedly again and again as you see it come up, because it's going to keep coming up. It is not important if it is something that happens in the life of the child or on a personal level or something that happens on a global scale, like countries going to war with one another. But all things, no matter how big or how small, come about only by the will and permission of God. And this is something that you definitely need to continue to teach your students and make sure that you get across. Secondly, we should make sure that our students understand that all things borrow life from God. Nothing lives that was not given life by God personally. And this means plants, insects, animals, and of course, people. And life is not something that just happens. It is something that is caused to come about by the will and power and gift of God. And lastly, it is important that our students understand that God did not have to have compassion on the people of Nineveh, as we briefly discussed already. Romans 9 is a good place. It explains how God has compassion on whom he will. And if he does not want to have compassion on another, then he does not. This means that man cannot expect the compassion of God at all times. So this is something that our students should understand, that God definitely is a forgiving God, but it is also important that they also understand the severity of God. They need to have a proper view of God and not one built on half-truths. So this will wrap up lesson 6 with the book of Jonah, a worm, a great city, and God's pity.